Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful day. We just praise you this morning, Lord, for all that you're doing in every life here.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a blessing.
Love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
What a blessing to have Pastor Goyo online with us this morning. And Lord, I just lift up Larry right now. He's trying to get the technical things in order so we can have the services planned. But Lord, we don't always have to have a plan, and we're just going to go with the flow here. We just thank you, Father, and praise you for what you're doing in this service, Lord. Open our hearts and our minds to hear what you have to say to us through each speaker this morning, through each person who shares. Protect our service in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you, Rhonda. Yes, so I did go down to Guatemala. There were nine of us from Gateway Church, and we were a construction crew. So we went down to Antigua City in Guatemala, and we stayed at Living Waters, the missionary there, Pastor Steve and Anna, who looked after us. And we were to work on the buildings in the compound. Sorry, that's my clock going. We worked on replacing bathroom fixtures and painting, and we were working on the rooms and buildings that the workers lived in, because for the workers, this was their home, and they were looked after by the ministry, and they in turn looked after us or did their work for other people. In between working on the construction, we got to visit the feeding stations where the children were fed, and we worked alongside with the Guatemalans feeding the children that came in. They came in, and they're all registered with the adopt child, and they are checked off. Their attendance is checked off. If they're missing for a few days, the ministry checks into the family and sees what's going on. But the ladies have prepared food for the children and their families if they've showed up. No child is turned away. So that we got to serve them food. The children are very happy, nicely dressed, just fun-loving kiddies. It was great to be a part of that. We got to clean up and do all the things that were necessary. And the Guatemalans welcomed us into every activity. At these feeding stations, I got to see the dental office and the medical office. The dentist, the children had some fear of going to the dentist, so how unusual, eh? But Gary and Melanie, who preceded John and Lynn here as directors, they had taken down some stuffed animals and put them in the office, so the children were all excited to go to the dentist. So it was good to see. I got to meet my sponsored child. She's an 8-year-old girl, and her name is Valolette. And I got to meet her family and to speak with them through a translator that the ministry provided, and got to find out what she does and how she lives. And the children, my child, as well as the other sponsored children, were nicely dressed. They were very clean. But we were told that this was the only good clothes they had. And to give you an example of what we did see, when we went to another child's home, the family of five lived in one room with two double beds and a dresser. They had a courtyard where there was a laundry tub and a little fridge and a cooking surface, and that's where they ate and cooked all their food and washed their clothes and washed themselves. And that family, unfortunately, two parents and three children, had just 2 weeks before we arrived had lost the father to a motorcycle accident, and were thinking they had to move because they couldn't afford to stay in that. So pretty dire need for these people. Another thing that we got to do was we got a tour in the compound where we stayed. There was a building for the office workers. So we got to see where our money goes and is dealt with, and where our letters go and are translated. And I was just so impressed with the accuracy and diligence that these mostly ladies take in working with our what we offer them. I correspond regularly with Valolette, and she corresponds with me, but it all has to be translated. Money, if I want to send her a gift, I would send the money to the ministry for the gift, and I can specify what I would like to get, Valolette. And for example, the trouble they go to for to complete what I want, there was one sponsor who had requested two goats for their family. And so the ladies checked into whether the family could accommodate the goats, and they said they could, so that was fine. So they went and spent most of the money on the goats, but then they had to get them to the family that was up the mountain. So they didn't have much money left to get the goats to the family on the mountain. So they had to put the goats and themselves on a bus. So they traveled up the mountain on a bus for hours with two goats, everybody laughing, of course, and to deliver this gift to the family. So it's just a marvelous organization, Adopt a Child, that goes to such great lengths to serve these people. And the people are so grateful and in need. So I think that's about 5 minutes.
Thank you, Leslie. That's awesome. That tweaks so many memories for me of my first trip. The first trip just always sticks with you.
Oh, yes.
You see so many amazing things.
You do. So much love.
Yeah, for sure. I felt on that trip like my heart was on the outside of my body. I cried every day for something. It was beautiful.
Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that, Lord, as things go wrong like this, we know, Father, that you are still present with each one of us. We know that your Holy Spirit dwells in us and through us, and we thank you for the opportunity to bring people together to focus on Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the goodness of God that allows us to have fellowship and to be able to focus on your word this morning, your great promises. And Lord, we just commit this service to you. And we pray that any interference, Lord, would just be bound by the power of your name. And we thank you, Father, for each one who has come. And we pray that you would feed us, Lord, from the heavenly realms, that the true bread of life, Lord, who is Jesus himself, would just speak to us individually as we walk through this this time together. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. We think sometimes about people, especially that we love, and we have times together with them. And then the things that we often remember of those people, though, who have passed away, are we remember the last things that they said. We think about them, and we said, you know, in conversation with someone else, we might say something like, you know, the last thing that they said to me was. And so we tend to cherish those last words. The sad thing about the COVID virus was many people were locked down in hospitals or in senior care homes, and they weren't able to share those last words. Sometimes by phone they were, but not in person. And so it leaves a real hole in our hearts when we can't hear the last words of someone. But, you know, when you think about Jesus, what was his last words? The last words that he actually said to the disciples is found in Matthew. And many of you are familiar with it. It's called the Great Commission. And it in the chapter 28, these are the last words that Jesus said. It says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. What a tremendous promise that he'd be with us, but what a tremendous commission that he's called each of us to be a witness for him, to make disciples, and to gather a world that's in rebellion to him to somehow bring about peace, to be ambassadors for this God who's sent out a message that we carry, that he wants to make peace with people. And so we are given that commission to testify, to announce, and to share with as many people as we can, and in particular with this scripture this morning, the nations. Well, this morning, the nations are represented that we're focusing on in Guatemala. And because of Rhonda's involvement in that ministry and her love for the Lord Jesus Christ, we're get to be a part of what is happening down there and focusing down there. And I guess you've already been spending some time listening to part of it. And we just hope that the Lord would just continue to minister what he's doing in that area of our world. This is a nation that we can pray for. And we're so thankful for those who are involved. Pastor Goyo, thank you for being with us this morning. And Pastor John as well. So we so appreciate your involvement and leading us to focus on an area where Jesus is at work. So again, we commit this service to the Lord, and we just thank him for his help and presence. So let's just go on to the next one, which was Rhonda, you were going to share pictures. And so Rhonda has prepared a number of pictures of her experiences and her times down in Guatemala. And so this is going to be exciting to see some of these pictures, and we'll just let her walk us through it. If I can find them here. Okay, there you are, Rhonda.
Okay, so this is the young man that started my love with sponsorship. His name is Moises, and I was saved. It'll be 20 years in September, the end of September. And within a year, Melanie and Gary brought this ministry into the church I was going to. And they had these little packets of sponsor children that were available. And we watched this little video of several children walking an hour to the feeding station, hiking up their little Guatemalan weaved dresses through streams and just to get that meal and discipleship from the ministry. And there was a little package that had Moises. He was about 4 years old, and he had these little cowboy boots on, and he had this little attitude. And so I sponsored him on the spot. And I ended up going on my first trip about 2 years in after I was saved, and I got to meet Moises, who lives in Pastor Goyo's village in Quiche, in Zacualpa. And I got to meet him in Pastor Goyo's church. And we played this amazing game of soccer in the church. And I just fell in love with him. He was so sweet, and he played soccer with so much passion. There was three little boys, and there was myself and my best friend who had come on that trip. And the little boys were just sweating, and they were just so full of joy. And we took a backpack down full of presents, and I don't think he'd ever seen anything like that before. And just the joy in his heart and the way he walked away with that backpack on his shoulders at the end of our visit was just amazing. Anyhow, he has graduated from the program, and he's not doesn't come anymore because he's an adult now, and I pray that his family does well. This is a picture of outside of their home, and this was the second time I got to go, and he found out that I was a musician, and he asked me if I could sing him a song the next time I came down. So of course I took my guitar, and when you go on these home visits, you don't only just visit the family, you usually have the neighborhood come and see who this crazy person from another country is that would come all the way down to visit their child. So that's actually one of Pastor Goyo's, both of his boys, the two taller yes. boys are Pastor Goyo's twins. They were at the yep. visit, and Moises' little sister's there, and another couple of neighborhood kids. So this was like a dream come true for me to be able to sing to children in Guatemala. Now, the second child I sponsored, her name was Maria, and she lived in Hokatenango, which is more of a city-based area. This is what we walked by heading up to her house for her home visit. this is just like a river of garbage. And this area was very oppressed. And when we walked, we were walking up the road to the home, we all just felt a very oppressive spirit. And this just really hit me hard that that was her backyard, basically, Maria's backyard. Now, this was the outside of Maria's house. Sheet metal, walls, dirt floor. That was the translator that was they were going in first. You always have to take a translator because they either speak Spanish or they may speak the older Guatemalan language. So the two with the shirts on there, they were translators from the ministry that were coming with us. So that's Maria. That was my first meeting with her, and it was beautiful. And there she is again. Now this was in their home, and this is Maria's mom and her older sister. And they wanted to feed us, which was very difficult because I knew how hard they had to work to get money to feed their own family. But you don't want to say no. So she was making tortillas for us. And her job was to make tortillas and sell them in her community. That's how she helped her family. And there were six kids in that family. Now, this was my third visit to Guatemala. And this is Maria's father. So Maria's father is an alcoholic. He did odd jobs, but most of the money that he earned would go to his habit. And so that at this second visit with Maria, third visit to Guatemala, he was actually there, which the ministry said was pretty amazing. Usually the fathers, especially if they have an addiction, they would not come to a home visit. So he was there in the back, just looking at everything, watching, not saying anything. And we had the opportunity, well, the men in our group had the opportunity to pray with him, and it was a real anointed prayer time. So this is praying with the family. We always did this on the home visits. We prayed with every family, and to know that these families pray for us too. And they tell us that, and in the letters that you get, the children will say that they're praying for you. To think that some child in Guatemala is praying for me is just an incredible blessing. This was the cooks at one of the feeding centers where they prepare the food. They had gathered around our team, and they were praying for us, which is amazing. They have such a heart for ministry. This was our team praying for Dr. Pablo, who also was a sponsored child in the program. And he was so dedicated that he went to medical school with the help of his sponsor family. And he in the United States, and he went back to Guatemala, and he is their main doctor. And this is just a photo of some children that I've always loved. That was from my first trip. And that was a whole family. There was five of them, and they all went to the feeding center. And the sisters there are only about 10 years old, but they're taking care of the babies, and they're super responsible. And that's Pastor Goyo's church. That's where I met Moises, my first sponsor child, and we played soccer there. And amazing things are happening in that church, as in all of the churches in Living Waters. And there's Pastor Goyo ministering to our team in the ministry house. So Pastor Goyo and I have a shared affection for worship. And when I go down, we often have the opportunity to worship together. And that's another huge blessing. Yeah, and this is one of the feeding centers. I can't remember exactly where it is, but this is... They all line up outside, and then it's very well run. They come in, they sit down, they eat, then those tables are cleared off and the next group comes in. Sometimes there's 500-600 children waiting outside to get in to have that meal. And then there's discipleship training after that. They're given a biblical message. This is an unapologetic ministry. And that's a picture of, yeah, a group of people standing outside waiting to get in for their lunch.
Well, great. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. That was excellent. Just seeing your experiences and your interaction with the people there, with the children there, just is so encouraging to realize that how God could use us in our inabilities and our abilities, the things that we have in our hand. In your case, you brought your guitar down there, and I understand you left a guitar down there, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pastor Goyo, I had an extra guitar, and it was a Spanish classical guitar, which is not the kind of guitar playing I play. And God just put it in my heart to take it with me because maybe someone would need it down there. And when I did get down there, Pastor Goyo said that he had been praying for another guitar, because I think at that time he was pastoring three different churches, and he needed a guitar. So God knew that. And that guitar, who my brother gave me when I was a teenager, is now living in Guatemala, blessing people there.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, we're going to listen to a song. And Rhonda, do you just want to introduce this?
Yes. So the last time I was down in Guatemala, I had heard that Pastor Goyo and two other Christian men had created a CD with Spanish worship songs on it. So of course I had to have it, and I bought that and brought it home, and it blesses me. It takes me back every time. I just have to listen to those songs, and it just takes me right back to Guatemala. So I thought it would be fitting to play one of these songs, and I had asked Pastor Goyo which song, and he said number one. So this is number one on the CD, and it's called Que Bueno Es El Señor, How Good Is the Lord. And after this song, Pastor Goyo will be sharing with us.
Quisiera que tú comprendieras la misericordia del Señor. Yo quisiera que tú comprendieras que tú vives solo por su amor. Si algún día se te va la vida, no te extrañes porque se te vaya, porque sin saberlo estás viviendo, y así mismo tú te puedes ir. Pero Dios te ha dado mucho tiempo para que arregles tu vida aquí, antes que te llegue ese momento de partir hacia la eternidad. Qué bueno es el Señor, el amor de Cristo. Hoy te ha dado otra oportunidad para que te limpies del pecado, de pecado y de toda maldad. Yo quisiera que tú comprendieras la misericordia del Señor. Yo quisiera que tú comprendieras que tú vives solo por su amor. Qué bueno es.
es el Señor quien me ha dado la vida. Qué bueno es el Señor que me deja vivir. Qué bueno es el Señor.
Well, thank you to the Guate Trio and Pastor Goyo. We're looking forward to listening to what God has put on your heart here this morning. You would unmute yourself there. There you are.
I did it. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Pastor Goyo. Well, I am Pastor Goyo from Guatemala, and I'm pastoring two churches, actually. Pastoring one church in Zacualpa, in the town. You saw the picture. And I'm pastoring a new one. I'm pastoring a new one in Chichicastenango. There is another small church there, which I am pastoring, actually. So it is a privilege for me to be with you and share something about the Adopt a Child program that it's working here, down here in Guatemala. So first of all, I wanna say, I am so grateful with God for the McCown family, because the Lord brought the McCown family, Mr. Charles McCown and Mrs. Peggy McCown. They came here, it's about 4 years ago, after the earthquake of 1996 here in Guatemala. And they founded Living Water Ministry. So I am so grateful with them and so grateful with God, because he brought them here in Guatemala to found Living Water. And after a short while, this ministry have emphasis of the Adopt a Child program. So that was a blessing for the kids here, because in that time there was many people in the poor situation. So many people, they were poor, they don't have food to eat, they don't have clothes, they don't have anything. So we were very poor. So in that time, the Lord brought the McCown family, and they came here and founded Living Water Ministries with this wonderful program to give food to the kids, to give all the help that the kids needed in that time. So in this opportunity, I wanted to share with you how I came into this program. And the way that I came in this program is it was because I was poor. I was living in a poor family. We were 9 children in our family, and we were very poor because we didn't have enough food, we didn't have enough clothes and shoes to wear. And when we have, for example, when we had eggs to eat in the family, we had to divide one egg between 3 or 4 people. And my clothes had holes in them, and my pants had holes in them. And it doesn't because it was the style. It was because we have not money to buy my parents doesn't have money to buy us enough clothes. So in this way, I came to this program because we don't have food. I was hungry. Literally, I was hungry. But when Living Water came, they start to give us food, and it was free. We didn't have to pay for anything. And can you imagine that? At home, we didn't have food, but when Living Water came, they gave us food free, a free food. So when I go the first time on that program, I remember very well the first meal that we have at that program. They gave us chow mein, and it was a big plate of delicious food. Since then, chow mein is one of my favorite food among many others. But Living Water start to give us food. And then after the lunch, they gave us Bible classes. So the thing that they use to capture our heart is the food. So the Lord God, the McCowan family, that they start with the food, and then start with the Bible school. And after some time passed, they founded the Liberty Churches, the first one in Chishokol, and one of the village where I born and I lived the most of my life. And they founded the Liberty Church, and I start to attend that church as a kid. So what I'm trying to tell you that I am one of the first child who attended that program, because I was one of the first child who came to that program and start to hear God's, the word of the Lord. So I have seen that the Lord loves me through this program, because they meet my need. They supply the things that I need in my house, in my life, the food, and sometimes they gave us clothes, shoes, and so that how they capture our heart to come to the Lord. One afternoon, an American missionary, John Rosal, and a Guatemalan man, they visit our home with my family. And they shared the gospel with my whole family, except one of my brothers, the oldest one. And in that afternoon, we accepted Jesus, the whole family. We accept Jesus. We give our life, we give our heart to the Lord. And that's how I became to be a part of Living Water when I was 12 years old. I gave my heart to Jesus in that time. And after some time passed, I start to attend the church, the church services. I start to go to the church, and I enjoy the services. And I never missed a Bible class at the program. And I never missed a service in the church too, because the Lord captured my heart through Living Water and the Adopt a Child program, because they showed me how Jesus loves me through this program. So
amen. Mm-hmm.
So now we have our new director, Pastor Steve, because the founder, Mr. Mark McCowan, he died. And then Mr. Ron Kelly, they appointed as the new director, he died too. And now it's Pastor Steve is our new director. So I have seen that Living Water is an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole people. So when I saw the people came, the missionaries, the preachers, the singers, every kind of person who came, who visited us here at the program and in Guatemala. Every time I saw how God loves us, because he sent the people that we need to meet, because they always showed us the love of Jesus. For example, what Mrs. Rhonda is sharing with about her sponsor child, it was a great time. This kind of things capture the kids' heart, because you know, when you give a kid a candy, a toy, or something like that, in that time, the kid appreciate that, so they can see how many love you can share with them through these things. Maybe for some other people, well, it's a toy, it's a candy, but for another group of the kids, this is a special thing. So the Adopt a Child program, it's a wonderful program to share the gospel. So now I am a pastor. I'm pastoring two churches. We raise up another pastors. We raise up leaders. We raise up musicians with the Lord's help, with the guide of our Lord. But God led us to raise up leaders, and now we are multiplying the people who can work in the kingdom of God. So I'm sharing with you because this thing, because I see that the Adopt a Child, it's an amazing program. It's an amazing program who work in Guatemala. We used to use a motto that says, changing the world one child at a time. Now we are using advancing the kingdom, but changing the world one child at a time, it's honestly a reality, because like me, when I was a kid, the Lord captured my heart through the Adopt a Child with Living Water Ministries. It is happening with many other kids. So right now, many of the people, they are around Guatemala and different places. Many of them, they are in United States, who grow from the Adopt a Child program. And they used to hear the word of the Lord, and now they are serving in different churches. So Living Water and the Adopt a Child program, it's going with the verse that says, go and make disciples. And Living Water and the Adopt a Child program, it's making disciples. I am one of them. And I changed my life. Oh, the Lord changed my life. And my generation changed, because my life changed, my children changed, and the children of my children, they changed their life. So the Lord marked our lives through the Holy Spirit with this program. So it's a privilege to be a part of Living Water Ministries. Now I have a beautiful family. My wife, you saw her in the beginning of this meeting. She is not right now in another meeting because she is working as a teacher in a school down here in the town in Zacualpa. But I have a wonderful family. We are serving the Lord. I'm pastoring the churches here, and praise God for that. It's not all about me. It's all about Jesus. Jesus make the work in my heart, in my life, and making the work in other lives around here in Zacualpa. So I don't know if you have some question or something like that. I would like to share with you this couple of these things. Thank you.
Pastor, thank you. Thank you so much for your word, Pastor. My wife and I are very touched to hear your testimony and how you came to know Jesus through this amazing program of Living Water, and all of the children's lives who are being touched, how God is blessing your ministry at the two locations, the two churches. We're absolutely thrilled. And thank you for your music this morning. I was so, so touched by the power of the music. And it's very well done. And I know that probably there's other people like ourselves who want to be able to purchase a copy of that CD. It's tremendously anointed and so uplifting. So thank you, Pastor Goya. So appreciate your testimony this morning.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Pastor Goyo. And Rhonda, if you would like to introduce John.
Yeah, of course. Well, next up, we have John and his lovely wife, Lynn. They are now the Canadian, I guess, directors of Adopt a Child Canada. And he's been doing a wonderful job on revising some of our things so that we can get the word out there more efficiently. It's been a blessing to get to know John a little bit better. So he's going to share just an update, a COVID update, what's happening in the ministry. And I'm sure the Lord has put other things on his heart. So John, it's over to you.
Thanks, Rhonda. Appreciate that so much. Actually, it's interesting to listen to what we've heard so far. Leslie, thank you for your few words. We've met a number of times, and not only have we heard from you, your experience, but I've also seen your heart.
Yeah.
And that's a treat, because you're a godly woman who cares very deeply for people, for children, and that's wonderful, wonderful to see. And Rhonda, I appreciate your video presentation. It brought all kinds of memories back for me as well, because I've had a couple of trips down to Guatemala. And they are literally unforgettable. You will not forget that time that you spent down there. By the way, you know, once this COVID thing is out of the way, and we're hoping that it will be, you know, these kinds of what they call go trips will be available to you as well. I'm hoping people from the Peninsula Mission Church will be able to come down with us sometime for a 7-day, I think it's a 7-day or 8-day trip to Guatemala. You can meet Pastor Goyo personally. You'll actually like him. He's actually a pretty good guy. It was a real treat for us to meet him at that particular time. A couple of things that weren't mentioned in the presentation that was made is the fact that there are 9 feeding centers throughout Guatemala. That in those 9 feeding centers, they feed sometimes 8,000 to 10,000 children a week. That's a lot of food. That's a lot of children. I think one of the last stats that we saw most recently is about 130,000 meals were shared last year in those 9 feeding centers. And Rhonda, you and I have experienced the chicken and the tortillas was it chow mein, Pastor Goya, that you had? I didn't have any chow mein, but it sounded like it could be pretty good. But that chicken was probably some of the best chicken I've ever eaten. And so the children are truly blessed down there. The other thing that we don't hear a lot about is the fact that when you become a sponsor, you begin to form a relationship with that child. Rhonda, you expressed that very, very nicely. You can write letters, you can receive letters, you can give gifts, you can receive gifts, all these sorts of things. It's a wonderful relationship that you can have with that child for as long as you want. Even post-marital days, you can have that same relationship with the child. It's really quite a unique sort of thing. The other thing that has to be understood too is when you give your $35 a month to sponsor that child, 90% of that money goes to the child and to the ministry and to the family there. And only 10% is kept for administration purposes. That too is very, very unique as far as the ministry is concerned. So there's a lot of things about the adopted child ministry that I'm terribly, terribly blessed with. I want to share something with you for a couple of moments from the scriptures. I've had the privilege of sharing at the Peninsula Church so many times. I feel like you've become family, and the only difference is my beard right now. And I don't know what to do with that. I'm looking at myself on the screen saying, really? Okay. Anyway, here's the scripture. It's found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning in verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God, who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, will never enter it. And I love this last verse. You got to listen to this carefully, because it's one of these verses that sometimes you just sort of overlook and think, okay, that's a nice way to finish it. And the last verse goes like this. And he took the children in his arms, and he put his hands on them and blessed them. Now, come on now. You got to get that picture. You got to get the picture of how Jesus, this very, very important rabbi, actually took these children in his arms, and he blessed them. Some of you are old enough to remember flannel graphs in Sunday school. Do you remember them? Nod if you do. Yeah. Okay. They were like they were like the audio visual of the time, so to speak. And you would sit in small semicircles, and the teacher would be in front of you, and there would be a tripod, and a flannel covering over the tripod. And then all of a sudden, he or she would bring out these flannel graph characters and place them in little places on this flannel graph in order to illustrate the story. Well, one of the stories that was so often illustrated was this particular story that I just read, having to do with the children coming to Jesus. And we often had the story portrayed this way, that it was the little children, often 5, 6, 7, maybe 8, 9, 10 years of age, all rushing to the side of Jesus, sitting at his feet and on his lap, listening to what he had to say. And all that is true. We often forget the fact that the children brought by their parents were often babes in arms that the mothers wanted to have blessed by this rabbi. Very, very common scene. The rabbi would often bless these children. And it was what the parents wanted. And when you had Jesus come on the scene, he was such an important rabbi that that it was all that much more impressive and important for these parents to bring the children to Jesus. For some reason, the disciples were somewhat irritated by this whole experience. I've looked at some commentators, and they've offered a couple of suggestions. One said they wanted to protect Jesus because Jesus was such a busy man. And there was a lot of tension in the air at that time, too. It was, you know, toward the end of his ministry, and people were wondering what was going to happen. The disciples were realizing something was in the air. Another thought was, not only did they want to protect Jesus, but in those days, and this is the important thing, I think, children were considered insignificant in the sense that why would Jesus be bothered by insignificant little ones when all these big people were there listening to his every word? And this is where it becomes extremely important, because at that moment, Jesus rises up, and Mark uses the term indignant. Luke and Matthew do not use that term, but it's implied there. It says that Jesus was indignant at the actions of the disciples because he thought that this is wrong. You don't prevent these little ones from coming to me. And so the words of Jesus become very, very poignant. The text says, let them come to me. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that, because I think at this time, Jesus wanted to use these little children as an illustration of what the kingdom of God is all about. He says, you know, the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. He doesn't say the kingdom of God belongs to these. He says the kingdom belongs to such as these. In other words, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What does he mean? I think two things come to mind immediately. And the first is that unless you come to the kingdom of God with simple trust, simple childlike trust. And the second thing is, unless you come to the kingdom in helpless dependence. Mm-hmm. It's always etched in my mind a long, long time ago when I was in Vancouver, when I was young and full of beans and all this sort of thing, watching a little three-year-old wandering down a street. And the little three-year-old looked afraid. He looked lost. And it was actually quite a sad scene. He was starting to cry and whimper a little bit. And we didn't notice any adults around this three-year-old. And we were beginning to move toward this child when all of a sudden the parent showed up. And the child sees the parent, and the next thing you know, there's this big smile on his face and the tears have gone away, and he holds out his hand toward the parent, and everything changed at that moment. That is a beautiful picture of the very thing Jesus was talking about in this text. Unless you come with simple trust and utter helplessness. That's what he's saying. He's saying that to the adults, and he's saying that to the children. Now, one of the things it is important to realize is that when you go to Guatemala, you see that particular scene demonstrated over and over and over again. It's the spirit of the living water teeing down there that is so precious. You watch the workers, and by the way, living water employs over 100 people down in that area. Not only that, but they have teams of evangelists, and they have volunteers from local churches. They're all participating and helping, and people have asked the question, what's been going on since COVID? And the answer is very simple. Unfortunately, the feeding centers have shut down because of COVID. And so what's happened is that the Guatemala Living Water people have become somewhat innovative. And that innovation has, I think, brought them to a point of doing ministry a different way. I heard a very wise sage say not too long ago that there was a time that we would measure time in terms of BC before Christ and AD after Christ. Now we're going to measure time no longer in that fashion. From now on, it's going to be before COVID and after COVID, because things are changing so dramatically. And the same thing is true down in Guatemala. The children are still being fed, but instead of going to feeding centers and seeing lines of 500 and 600 of children waiting to come in to be fed, there are teams of people going two by two to the doors, covered in masks, and delivering food to their doors. I'm sure Pastor Goyo would verify that. On top of that, too, these teams of people are delivering gifts. Things are happening more slowly than they did before, but they're still happening. The feeding centers for the time being have been forced to shut down. Listening to Pastor Steve and his wife Anna, There is the hope that they could be opening up again in January, but that's still speculation. We don't know what's going on. But a lot of things are going on. Teams of people are going out delivering. Homes are being built for families. Things called blessing fields are being developed, where produce is being grown and cows are being raised and chickens are being raised and all these sorts of things. In other words, the ministry is still happening there and the need is still very, very great. And I'd just like to finish off my time just simply saying a few simple things. The first is the video that you didn't get a chance to see because of technical difficulties. And Larry, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
Honestly, technology is not my gift either. I know how to turn a computer on, and that's about it, folks. And you're able to do all these other sorts of things. So thank you for your work. But you can actually go to YouTube and type in the words "Meet Eliseo," E-L-I-S-E-O, and it's about a 90-second video that is so much fun to watch. It'll give you the spirit of the ministry there in a brief period of time. And then the other thing is that there are still over 3,000 children in the program that still have to be sponsored. And sponsoring a child is a lot of fun. As I've already said, you can communicate with the child and you can do all sorts of things and have a relationship with that child long distance. It's worth it. You can go to the website, Living Water, Adopt a Child, and you can see the pictures of these children, read their bios, and sign up. We would love it if you could do that. If you can't do that and would love to give a one-time donation, please feel free to do that as well. I know they can use all the help that they can get financially, especially during these days of COVID. And also, we've got a newsletter that we send out once a month. That comes out of the Canadian office here. And if you'd like to receive a copy of that newsletter, you can do so by sending an email either to myself here or going to the website, and you can sign up there as well. Anyway, that's about all I want to say. I have to be really, really careful because I can get a preach going on here at any time and subject you to another 40 minutes of talking. And I don't think you want that right now. So God bless you. And I'll turn it back to you, Larry. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John. We so appreciate always having you come to the church. And but here we're coming to your home to hear you. How's that?
Yeah, that's great. You're welcome here anytime.
It's amazing that we can fit 50 or 60 people in your room there. We don't know the dimensions of it, but we all got in.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Well, thanks again for giving us some of the highlights of what's happening down there, and along with Pastor Goyo and Rhonda as well, and along with Leslie, which I wasn't a privilege to hear. I was too busy with the technical stuff, but thank you for giving us a better view of into that area and things that God is doing. This COVID virus certainly has changed, as you said, things, and that grieves us to see that some of the programs that were started are sort of on hold, and but we just pray that God would just move those things forward somehow in His grace. And so I think I'm going to just change the order a little bit and just ask Pastor Travis if he'd like to pray in this segment before we go on to our last song.
Yes, thanks, Pastor Larry. And I want to echo your words. Thank you for your summation, Pastor Larry. We so appreciate you, Pastor John and Lynn, and the work that you're doing. What a wonderful text of scripture. Let the little children come to me. And as you pointed out, we have to become as little children, that simple childlike faith. And what a wonderful ministry that you have there. And also, again, want to say thank you to Leslie for sharing her testimony. It was so evident that Christ has touched her life through the testimony of Living Waters and the children in Guatemala. And so we're grateful to have you again, Leslie, for being here. And And Pastor Goya and your lovely wife and family, gracias, mucho gusto. So appreciate you being with us. And I'd like to pray for you folks, for Pastor John and Lynn and all those wonderful folks who are working so hard to carry on the ministry in these difficult days. So would you join me in prayer? Father God, we are grateful that we have been blessed this morning with the presence of your Holy Spirit speaking through your ambassadors, through your preachers and teachers, through your ministers of the gospel. We are so grateful that we have experienced this time of fellowship together, and our hearts are enriched by the sense of that global mission that you have called us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that you have commanded us. Lord, that is the mission. And as Pastor Goya said, it's not just changing the world by changing one child at a time. It's advancing the kingdom. And Father, we thank you for the testimony. We pray for these precious people. We pray that you would watch over them, both the ministers and the people who are serving, and the children and their families. We pray protection over them from the virus. We pray protection over them through the mighty name of Christ. We pray spiritual blessing and love and comfort and provision for their needs. And Lord, we pray for the ministry of Living Waters. We pray, Father, that you would show us as a church how we can be praying, how we can be practically involved. And you'll be touching hearts this morning of those who would want to adopt a child and begin a lifelong relationship with someone who come to know Jesus, just like Pastor Goyo. So Lord, we're grateful today for these men and women who are serving you. And we're grateful for Rhonda. Lord, thank you for the powerful pictures that she shared with us this morning. So beautiful in their composition, National Geographic in quality, but what they communicate in terms of her love for these children. Lord, we're so grateful for her connection and for how she has introduced us to this ministry. We pray your blessing upon Rhonda. We know her heart runs strong, and I pray that we would have an opportunity to perhaps share at some point in this ministry. So we give you praise. Thank you for Pastor Larry and his leadership this morning as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Let's join our hearts together on this favorite song. Been around a long time, but very applicable to the times that we're in. And also in this engagement to a place far away in Guatemala, where our hearts and our prayers go toward the ministry there. And let's sing, "They Will Know That We Are Christians by Our Love." And, you know, it's not just our love for them, it's also their love for us. So let's join together.
Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Praise to the Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love.